May the words of my lips and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Lord and Saviour. While I was studying for my degree, my husband, a voracious reader, would buy me books covering a wide range of theological perspectives, so I had a well-considered view. He would read them before handing them on to me, which was probably within 24 hours of buying them. And what's more, he could discuss them with me once I had slowly got myself through them. Did I say he was a voracious reader? One day, he looked up from whichever tome he was in front of him at the time, said, "Jesus was a radical, wasn't he?" He had it in one. Yes, Jesus was a radical. Not a placard-wielding, slogan-chanting, sit-in kind of radical, but a radical all the same. As we see when we investigate his teachings and parables and the challenges he puts before us every day. Today is no exception. For here we meet a man, a lawyer, with a question that echoes through time. "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" It's a simple question, but one so many of us have asked in our hearts at different times in our lives. So the question is, what does God require of us? The prophet Micah, chapter 6, verse 10, asks that very question. What does the Lord require of you? And the response, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. And in that vein, Jesus responds to the lawyer's question with grace and wisdom, directing him not to a new revelation, but back to the heart of the law. The lawyer, in response to Jesus' question, quotes from Scripture, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." This is more than religion and more than ritual. This is about relationship. Jesus affirms him, saying, "You have answered rightly. Do this and you shall live," a different version to the one you heard. Jesus does not say, "Know this." He says, "Do this." Living love is the key. Living love is the path. Let's break down the depths of this love. To love God with all your heart means total devotion. Not just warm fuzzies on Sunday mornings, but choosing him when distractions tug at our souls. To love with your soul and strength means loving God with your actions, your endurance, your energy, even when life is tiring and noisy, and to love with, And to love with your mind means aligning your thoughts, ambitions, and values with his. We saw these values acted out quite unconsciously by a 13-year-old from Stratford in an item on television last Monday night. You may have seen it. A 13-year-old boy, he had been growing his hair in a mullet from the look of it for a very long time. For the uninitiated, a mullet is when a boy or man has his hair short on top, short at the sides and long at the back. Very long at the back in this child's case. The young man was very proud of his hair. Yet when he heard of a family in desperate need, he wanted to help them out. The family, three children, the youngest diagnosed with leukemia, the oldest with a brain tumour, and to add to that, a couple of weeks ago, the weather bomb went through and flooded their house. They were in desperate need. I don't know all the details as I came in towards the end, but saw sufficient to see that the young man had collected donations to raise funds for the family in return, and in return he was prepared to lose his locks and have his head shaved, which he did. In doing so, he was able to present a check for over $33,000 given to others, by others, for the family. His motivation wasn't altruistic. It was purely he hated cancer and hoped that if he was ever in a similar situation, someone would step up for him. What an amazingly thoughtful young man. His actions came straight from the heart. And what he did is a wonderful example of God's love in action. Now comes the hard part, which can be so difficult for we mere mortals. Love your neighbour as yourself. It's easy to say, but much harder to live. It can be uncomfortable, very uncomfortable, and very difficult. It is not just about being polite. It is sacrificial. It means seeing someone else's pain as your invitation to respond, to get alongside. Just being there may be all that is needed. Giving a call, calling around with food, or having it for a chat. Whatever is needed to lessen their load. This is not a casual advice. This is radical. And remember, Jesus was a radical. This means that theological precision is not enough. Church attendance is not enough. Biblical knowledge is not enough. This exchange between Jesus and the lawyer is short, but it is seismic. Jesus says, "Do this and you will live." Not "do this and you will achieve," nor "do this and you will impress God," but "do this and you will live." True love is found in active, embodied love, upward toward God, outward towards others. Who in your life needs your love right now? Who in your life are you finding it difficult to love right now? Yet God calls you to try anyway. This could be a colleague who has hurt you, a neighbor you do your best to avoid, a family member you have written off. Yet God calls you to try anyway. To love God deeply means loving people courageously, and that kind of love transforms you. It stretches you, it humbles you, and it frees you. So when the lawyer asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus didn't give him a checklist. He pointed him back to love, not as a sentiment, but as a way of life. So let me ask you, are you loving with your whole heart today? Are you choosing compassion over comfort? Are you living the kind of life that brings love? Jesus says, "Do this and you will live." Amen.